We are continuing today in Mirtz Hashem in Perek Bey's Mishnah. That's chapter 2, Mishnah 9. Amar Lohem, Sir Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, Su'u re'u, ezuhi derech yishar shei dabik ba adam. Go and see the best, literally derech yishar means the straight path. But really what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying was, what's the path to success in life that a person should cling to in order to find that life success? Rabbi Elezer said, Ayin tova, a good eye. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, chaver tov, a good friend. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shachin tov, a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Haro asanolad, a person who is able to see the future, right? The future outcome. Rabbi Elezer Omer, leif tov, a good heart. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Roa ani estere Elezer ben Arach midivrechem. I think that Rabbi Elezer ben Arach, that he really is the correct one. That he's the correct one. Now remember again, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, was the one who said a leiv tov, a good heart. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I think Rabbi Elazar is correct. Why? Shebechlal dvarav divreichem. Because include a leiv tov essentially is an all-encompassing trait. Amar lahem. So we'll explain each of these on their own. Amar lahem. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Su'u ru'u, ezui derech ra, sheisrachi benu adam. What is the negative path that a person should try to stay away from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ayin Ra. Rabbi Eliezer said, a bad eye, an evil eye. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Ra, a bad friend. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Ra, a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer Halove Ve'eno Meshalim, one who borrows and doesn't repay. Echad Halove Mina Adam, Kalove Mina Makom Baruchu. This is true, ultimately, again, whether a person borrows from another individual or from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shine Emar, Lo Verasha V'lo Yishalim, Tzadik V'chonin V'nosim. Literally, again, a wicked person borrows, but does not repay, while the generous one, while the righteous one, is generous and gives. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Levra, a bad heart. Right, a negative heart. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Roa ani estivrei Elazar ben Arach midivreichem." I see Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's statement, right, as being correct over all of yours. Why? Shebechlal dvarav divreichem. Because once again, the levra, the negative heart. Again, we'll have to define what these terms mean. But the negative heart seems to encompass all of the other negative traits. So now we're going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his students, "Go and find the derech yishara. What is the straight path? What is the right?" And again, it's such a profound question, like, what is the one thing you need in life to be successful? Now, we recognize that in life, there are many ingredients to success. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying to his Talmidim is, if you're only able to choose one thing, what would be the one ingredient for life's success that you feel is most important? So let's analyze a bit. So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives two different interpretations. First, he gives a general interpretation, then a specific interpretation. Let's focus really on his specific interpretation. So the first thing the Mishnah said was Ayin Tova, a good eye. This is Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rabbi Yonah understands that what this means is Misha Sameach Bechelko, one who is happy with his lot. What is the key to success in life? Being happy with what you have. And this is an incredible thing because we know many of us struggle with this. Right, we often fail to see the beauty of what we have, but instead we are acutely aware of what we lack. And if a person spends their whole life just totally preoccupied with what they lack, there's no happiness in life. And again, to be clear, at any given moment, I'm lacking a lot, right? In any given moment, there are many things I don't have. But here, Rabbi Elazar is coming along and saying, the key to success in life, the derech yishara, right? The right path that will ultimately lead you to success is finding happiness in what you have. Rabbi Yoshua says, a chaver tov, a good friend. Now, the way the Rabbi Nion understands this means is, be a good friend. Be a good friend. Be the kind of person, and I would just take this one step further. I'm sorry, the Rabbi Nion also adds on Rabbi Eliezer's statement of an ayin tova, of a good eye, he says this means midas hanedivos. Not only is it being content with what you have, but it's also being a generous person. Midas hanedivos, shi midas na mishubachas. Be a giving individual, a generous person. The kind of person, again, who is generous not only with his material wealth, but also with his time, with his counsel, with his wisdom. Be the kind of person who's always looking to give to someone else. Along the same line, Rabbi Yoshua says, the right midah chaver tov. So Rabbeinu Yonah understands it to mean, be a good friend. be a good friend. So he says, be the kind of person, ultimately, again, who is a good friend. He then goes on. Rabbi Yossi says, Shachin Tov, be a good neighbor. You see, what stands in distinction between Rabbi Yonah and the other commentaries is the other commentaries understand Chaver Tov, good friend, mean seek out a good friend. Or Shachin Tov, seek out a good neighbor. The Rabbi Yonah turns around and he says, no, the Mishnah is not about seeking things out from others. The Mishnah is about what you need to make yourself into. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is asking his students, what is the most important trait for personalistic self-actualization in this world? So again, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin Tova, which means two things. Be happy with what you have and ultimately be a generous person. Rabbi Yeshua, be the kind of person who is a good friend to others, a Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yossi, be the kind of person who is a Shachin Tov, a good neighbor. Now, by the way, what's the difference between a good neighbor and a good friend? So remember again, a neighborhood represents an atmosphere in which you find yourself. Being a good friend means I'm there for people, but the truth is that could be much more episodic. Being a good neighbor is much more consistent, right? You're always together with your neighbors. You're always in the same atmosphere, you're always in the same neighborhood with your neighbors. Being a good neighbor means the kind of person who consistently puts out positive energy for those around them. Rabbi Shimon says, Haruas anolad. Rashi says, sorry, Rabbi Yonah says, Overshin, no sin enough al kol drachov. This is actually pretty straightforward. I mean, it's very complicated, but it's straightforward. Be the kind of person who doesn't just act without an eye on the future. You know, there are things in life, the Mishnah Sham writes about this, that there are things in life that right now they may be good. But the truth is, you could have something that is presently good, but could have a long-term detrimental effect. You know, give you just like a simple, this is a little bit of a childish example, but right? The little child wants candy. So right now, you give them candy, you give them a lot of candy, and they're so happy. They're smiling. But what's the problem? You know, 30 minutes later, they have a terrible stomachache because they ate too much candy. So although that's a simplistic example, but it's an incredible metaphor for life. There are things that right now are good, but later on actually become detrimental. So Rabbi Shimon says, what is the most necessary trait for self-actualization, for personal growth, for personal success? Being roa es hanolad. Before you make life decisions, don't just contemplate the impact of that decision in the here and now, but contemplate the impact of that decision in the future as well. Rabbi Lozer says, a lev tov, a good heart. Now, what does it mean? You know, this always is like, in general, you see, you hear about people, a person has a good heart. It's like one of the most amorphous, ambiguous statements. It sounds good, right? It sounds great. Who doesn't want to have a good heart? But what does it mean? And here the Rabbeinu Yonah defines this. He quotes the Rambam who says, Shezohi malas tikun hamidos, lefi shedei osar sha'adam novos min alev. So this is incredible. You know what a lev tov means? Have good midos. Refined character, refined behavior. Because Rabbi Lozer says, everything stems from refined midos. Isn't this incredible? See, Rabbi Lozer is not coming to disagree with anything that was stated before. These are all correct. But Rabbi Lozer ben Arach says, whereas all of you are kind of focusing on a particular trait, I want to tell you the necessary platform trait, the necessary foundational trait from which everything else comes. Everything personalistically positive in life stems from a lev tov, a good heart. A good heart as defined by refined character, refined midos. And therefore, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say? So again, before we get to it, so look what we have. And this is just such an incredible Mishnah. See, I have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai telling his Talmidim, listen, go out into the world and I want you to find the most impactful, necessary, and important personalistic trait that allows or that sets the table ultimately for life success. So once again, let's go through it. We've got Rabbi Eliezer saying, Ayin Tova, good eye, be happy with what you have, Samech Bechelko, and be a generous person. Rabbi Yeshua, be a good friend to others. Be the kind of person who other people could depend on. Be a wholehearted friend, right? Rabbi Yossi says, be a good neighbor. Be the kind of person who is a consistent source of positivity. He goes on, he says, now, okay, the Rabbi Yonah says more on each of these, but okay, he says, Rabbi Shimon says, Roas Anola, be the kind of person who doesn't just live by the seat of their pants, making decisions based on the here and now, but contemplate the future repercussions and ramifications of your decisions. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, you're all correct, but in order to get to all of these levels, have a Lev Tov. Be a kind of person with good midos, refined character traits, refined behaviors. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Amar lahem, lo ani estivrei Rabbi Elazar min divreichem shebechal dvarav divreichem. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, all of my students, you're all correct, but at the end of the day, I see Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's words as really being primary, but really being correct amongst all of you. Why? Because the truth is, everything that each of you espouse is rooted in what he is saying. In order to be the kind of person who is generous and happy with his lot, in order to be the kind of person who is a real friend, even to just one or two individuals, in order to be a shachin tov, the kind of person who sets the right positivity and vibe for his neighborhood, in order to be the kind of person who is forward-thinking and thinks about the impact of their decisions in the future, not just in the here and now, in order to have all of that, all of it starts with refined midos. All of it starts with refined behavior. All of it starts with refined character traits. That's where everything stems from. Make yourself into a refined individual. Make yourself into a person with proper midos. Make yourself into a person with a lev tov, and everything flows from that. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.